Thank you, Laura. We appreciate you so much. Okay, please join me in an invocation this morning. Mother, Father, God, great creator and infinite intelligence, as we begin our service today, we invite the presence of guides and loved ones and blessed teachers. May our ears and minds be open to hear the lessons and the wisdom being brought to us. Thank you for the opportunity to gather today in your loving presence. Amen. Okay, we're going to have a short meditation, so make sure your feet are planted on the floor and just get really relaxed. And we'll begin with three deep breaths, and you can take them at your own pace. Letting go of any stress that you may feel, and relaxing into yourself. Okay, I want you to take yourself to a bench that's out in nature, someplace where you feel safe and secure, and you're just going to sit there and enjoy the beautiful sounds of nature, the beautiful feelings that you feel with the sun shining down on you and the sunflowers all around you. Feel that peaceful presence. And now let's listen to our bodies. While we are sitting there, allow yourself to feel and hear what your body is telling you. Is your body telling you that you're relaxed or that you are not relaxed and you have some tension in some place in your body? Relax that place. Bring healing into any place in your body that you feel needs it right now. Bring that in with your breath. And as any discomfort leaves your body, feel the presence of healing. Feel the presence of the light entering wherever that discomfort has been and is now gone. Another deep breath into that area. And now accept that healing and light is meant for you. You deserve that healing. That is your birthright, that healing. What is your body telling you? Through listening, you are receiving the good, the beautiful, and the true. Receive that from the universe. And now we are, as we're sitting there in our on our bench, maybe you have a pillow underneath you. You're very comfortable. And now we want to listen to the divine speaking to us. Allow that connection with the divine. And now listen to what you hear. And not only listen, but feel that. Feel the words that are coming to you, the feelings that are coming to you, however it is coming to you. And know that that is from the divine, from your creator, from source, from spirit. And now divine is saying, accept that you are loved. Repeat that to yourself. Accept, I am loved. I am loved. I am loved. Know you are cherished and loved. Know that in this time of rebirth for you, the message to you is love and connection. That love and connection is renewed. Feel that throughout your being. You're feeling it and hearing it and speaking it. I am loved. I am love. I am loved. And we take that with us. We take that feeling of love, that joy that brings, that peace that brings, with feeling that love throughout our bodies, throughout our minds, throughout our hearts. And now that we are going to come back, or we're going to leave our little bench, we can always come back to our bench. We are coming back, and we have learned through listening to our bodies and listening to the divine and knowing we are loved and we are love. Okay, start feeling your fingers and your toes. However, it's comfortable coming back. thank you. Thank you. And now we have the honor and the privilege of hearing our dear Reverend Cindy Hoffman speak to us today. And I'm sure most of you are familiar with Reverend Cindy, but she just has stepped up for us so many times, and we are so appreciative of everything she does, and she does it with such a beautiful voice and a beautiful presence. And thank you for being here, Reverend Cindy. And Laura Stack is going to introduce her with her music. So let's listen to Laura, and thank you, Laura, too.
Of course. I'm going to be opening with At the Table, an original song. I was inspired by your meditation, Reverend Cindy, about being love and being in love and surrounding ourselves with love. So that's what this song is about.
Love this song.
Oh, great. Come as you are, bring to the table your light and dark. Put on the table your wounded heart, healed with laughter, weightless scars. There is love here at the table. piece by piece you enter a deeper path. Yet at the table you are whole. Loves without conditions illumine soul. There is love here at the table. All are welcome here. There is no fear, nothing to fear. No, all is well right here. All is well. Beneath the wounds, there's a light that's shining through. Yes, love lives right here. Breath by breath, soul renewed, there's enough to get you through. There's no fear right here.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much. I hope everybody listens to the words. I know that the music kind of takes you away after a bit. It's so beautiful. But thank you, Laura. One of my very, very, very favorite heartfelt songs. So thank you for that. And thank you, Reverend Nancy Dorlin, for the wonderful introduction. It's so kind, and it feels very good to be loved by people. So thank you all so much. So today, our talk is entitled The Tapestry of Life. And it was inspired by the threads of our lives that I was thinking about and considering and just kind of mulling over last week. And I thought, oh, okay, I think that might be a good talk. And quotes by the great poet Rumi. And for those of you who do not know Rumi or know of Rumi, Rumi was a 13th century Persian poet who greatly influenced Muslim writing and culture. And he was born on September 30th in the year of 1207. So his writings have been around a very long time. Rumi has a huge following worldwide and is one of the best-selling poets in the United States. And Rumi's work continues to resonate today, and I am sure it will beyond the years that we will be here and others. And so in his honor, I include him in today's talk. So I think most everyone here knows and accepts that each of us, our souls, have a purpose in life. We come here for a reason. We just don't show up. It's planned. And I love the way it was written about in a 2018 article that I read or came across, written by Barbara Martin. And she wrote, "Metaphysics teaches that every soul has a purpose in life, the part each of us plays in the great divine plan. The vision of this plan is known as the tapestry of life. And you are shown your tapestry of life before you incarnate in order to guide and inspire you. The power to accomplish this plan is placed in your aura and consciousness. It then becomes your mission to weave this tapestry in physical life form by seeking, finding, and fulfilling all that you came to this earth to do. And on this tapestry, you are shown key people you are meant to interact with, such as family, friends, colleagues, as well as the career you are meant to have, karmic conditions to work through, and experiences that will enrich your life." So pay attention to these last few sentences because they are so, so profound and very important. The key people you are meant to interact with are already in your life. They have been, and they always will be. Family, friends, colleagues play a part. The career you are meant to have and or might be going through right now. Karmic conditions to work through. And experiences that will enrich our life. This is life, everyone. We are living what we are meant to be experiencing, with the always present opportunity to experience more if we choose to do so. Therefore, your life doesn't start down the road, as in a year when you graduate or get the new home or the new job or have a child or retire. It's now. It began when we arrived on Earth. Everything about your life is relevant. It always has been. And life will work with you to complete your process, because your purpose is not just about you, it's also how you are contributing to the whole. Meaning, just as people may be in your tapestry that you need to interact with, you are also in their tapestry, their life, and they need to interact with you. And so at this point, you may be asking, well, what am I doing to fulfill my purpose or purposes? What is my divine plan? Well, it may be you are already on track and simply need to keep moving forward in the same direction. Or maybe there might be changes you need to make. And change oftentimes is asking from us for courage and determination in order to get through the process of transformation. And one point to make here about change, everyone, you will always know when change is needed, because your intuition, your inner guidance, will always let you know. You will feel it. You will hear it. And you will know it. And if we ignore the guidance, over time, the change will be made for us. Guaranteed. Which, when it's done this way, makes it feel as if it was not our choice at all. And what about all those ambitions, desires, wishes, hopes, dreams, wants that seem to be thwarted or taken away or never materialized? They are all still a part of your tapestry of life, as was fashioned specifically for each one of us. Because in reality, we will still ultimately reach our goal. Rumi quotes, "Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes around in another form." That's so beautiful. Anything you lose comes around in another form. Change, everyone. Change equals transformation. So who knows the name of Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God, yeah, and so many more books? His backstory may be unknown to many, but today it may be inspiring to you. It is written on his website that life had not been kind to Neil, and while he had met with early success, a car accident would soon steal whatever solace he had placed in his circumstances, for the resulting broken neck would cost him both his career and marriage. And then, as if by cosmic design, a fire destroyed what remained of his possessions. So now homeless, alone, and unemployed, Walsh eked out a shell of his former existence by collecting and recycling aluminum cans and dwelling in a tent. While circumstances would eventually improve, the frustrations with his life and the God who allowed it to happen remained. And writing out his disappointments, he demanded answers of God. Why has my life failed me? Why can't I find happiness? What have I done to deserve this? To his astonishment, God did not remain silent. The pen began to move on its own, replying, "Do you really want an answer to all these questions, or are you just venting?" The writing, you all, that spirit, that's automatic writing. And so a conversation began, one that would eventually become the first part of a 9-volume series of dialogues directly with the divine and would spark an international phenomenon. And they say what remains remarkable is that this global sensation began with a simple exchange between a very discouraged man and the God who spoke back. Rumi, anything you lose comes around in another form. So in laying the foundation of our walk on earth, a blueprint was used. Yeah, most of us know, we call it our contract. And we all agreed to come to earth, each of us in our own time, in order to experience. And as we experience, we are enlightened. We become more aware, wiser, because our insight has grown. It has expanded. And through our expansion, our vibrational frequency and light elevates. And it is through this growth and expansion that we truly connect with the higher realms and align ourselves with the universe's divine energy. It is that light bulb going off. The aha moments. Yeah, I get it now. And at the same time, albeit, yep, it can be difficult to go through learning to embrace the challenges that come with growth. But remember, they are the catalyst that propel us closer to the light. And no, it's not always easy, but often necessary for our spiritual evolution. And so gratitude during and after our challenges is so very beneficial. Trust in the process, everyone, and have faith that somebody has your back, because they do. You are never alone. We do have a team that stepped up to the plate to assist us in all ways. And guess what? They committed to that promise to us each individually for the duration of this lifetime. And so ask for their help. Start speaking to your people. Recognize their existence. That, my friends, is the first step. Recognize their existence. Because when you do, they step back and go, okay, they know I'm here. They recognize me. I'll continue. Turns up the throttle as well. We truly are here in order to continue to strive for expansion. And knowing that through this journey of ours, our vibrational frequency and light will shine brighter than ever before. Because when we go back home, it will be our vibrational frequency and light that places us in our respective positions or homes, if you will, and that others will recognize and communicate with us by. I love the teeny tiny little verse in John chapter 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. Yep. Remember what I mentioned in the beginning? Life doesn't start down the road. It's now. It began when you arrived. Everything about your life is relevant. It always has been. And a perfect example of this is before Neil's car accident. He worked various radio stations as a program director, as a newspaper managing editor, and in marketing and public relations. Every one of these past positions or jobs or experiences, you can bet, are being utilized in his new career of being the author, and a global author at that, a global speaker. But all of that experience that he had back then is still on the table. And even more important today, because you bet he has a hand in saying how things will be marketed. And he understands how it's done. So nothing's ever wasted. Everything in life is a stepping stone. Nothing is ever wasted. So in conclusion, we all came here on the same bus. And we're all going back on the same bus. It might be different timelines, but technically, it is the same method of transportation through spirit, energy. The profound truth is that we are all bound to return to our homeland, to the very essence of our existence. And yet this convergence from here and there is not the culmination or the end of our voyage. Eventually, we will disperse once again, each finding our own path, guided by our unique vibrational frequency and inner light. And in this dispersal lies the beauty of choice and growth each and every lifetime. It is through our individual journeys that we discover the power of choice and the opportunity for our spiritual advancement. And we will feel the yearning to return to this earthly realm. You bet we will. For it is here that we encounter moments of enlightenment and transformation that shape the core of our being. So I encourage you to embrace the tapestry of your life. For within those threads of experiences, you unravel the secrets of your soul. And you will ascend to greater heights. And let us remember, too, to express gratitude for the privilege of participating in this earthly existence and gift of life, and to embrace the challenges, even though many are hard, and the joys it presents. For it is through these very experiences that we evolve and elevate our spirits. You know, A Course in Miracles does not suggest we withdraw from the world, and perhaps easy to do these days, right? With all the chaos, commotion, and all the stuff that's going on up and down here and there. But rather, it teaches us that our relationships with others offer unique and valuable opportunities for learning and awakening. And so do not be so quick to want to leave. For once home, you will find how rewarding and exquisite the experience of life on earth is. Rumi quotes that everyone has made for some particular work, and the desire for that work has been put in every heart. Your divine purpose, your divine plan, placed in your heart. Set your life on fire, he says, and seek those or that who fan your flames. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Reverend Cindy. That was just what I needed to hear today. And I love the idea of the tapestry. And as soon as you said tapestry, I thought of Carole King and the song Tapestry. But it is so important to accept change and know that we have that beauty of choice and how we address things. So thank you, thank you, thank you. At this time, we will now end the recording and move into the second half of our service.